This has been quite interesting to me because apparently when China actually got around to relaxing their cultural laws, they saw around 50 years of musical influences flood in all at once. And it's created what is apparently an incredibly vibrant music scene that we never really hear about over here. Now, local filmmaker and musician himself, Jake Lloyd-Jones, actually went on tour in China with Melbourne band Primitive Calculators. And those guys know quite a thing or two about underground music scenes. Let's be honest, they practically invented it themselves. The film is called Which Way Is China? It's being released very soon. And he's joining me on the phone. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. Now, look, China with an underground music scene, it's such a secretive thing. Tell us a little bit about, I mean, was it shocking to you when you were over there?
It did sort of blast a few cliches out of my mind. I didn't have an understanding of just how cool and hip the whole scene was over there. And, you know, it's not really secret as such. Like, there's a lot of people who do know about cool Chinese bands and stuff, but I had no idea.
And what sort of influences are they getting? Like, what's the music sound like?
Well, for example, there's a popular band called Snapline who they have their own music. They're influenced by, like, Velvet Underground. They've got a bit of a Velvet Underground sound. And they're just really cool, you know. They are doing their own thing. They've had Western producers, famous Western producers, come in and try and remix their album and just gone, no, that's not the sound we want.
Wow.
You know, rejected it and gone with their own version. It's really quite impressive.
So
they're doing their own thing.
Sorry, well, there's influences clearly, but yeah, it's a definable Chinese sound by what you're saying.
Yeah, that's right. It's across a lot of different genres. You know, there's punk bands and there's, you know, sort of indie rock bands and there's like electronic noise bands where it might be one guy with a computer and some effects pedals and just sit up there and build this wall of noise, and there's hundreds of people in the audience really getting into it, and you just, I didn't quite get all of the noise music, but certainly the fans did, yeah.
So while you were over with Primitive Calculators, I mean, the documentary must have eaten up a fair amount of time.
Yeah, the tour lasted for about a month, and then I stayed on for a couple of weeks more and went exploring out in the back blocks. It was just a fantastic experience. The Chinese musicians that were on tour with us looked after us and took us to all these cool events in, like, underground bomb shelters and old factories and stuff, and we didn't get arrested. And it was just fantastic. Great food, too.
What was it like? The sort of, you know, obviously Primitive Calculators, kind of a, how do we put it? It's almost music royalty given their kind of heritage.
Yeah.
What was it like? I mean, were they kind of well received over there? Was a good understanding of their sound?
Oh yeah, the fans loved it. It was very impressive. What happened was a record label in Beijing realized that the little bands movement that the Primitive Calculators started was very similar to what is happening in China now, where you have these small bands with the same members reforming into different bands all the time.
Mm.
So they invited the Calculators over to tour, and the lead singer, Dr. Stuart Grant, he's at Monash now. He's a bit of an expert on China, so he was very keen to do it, and so we got invited to go along and document it, myself and a Melbourne filmmaker called Thomas Hyland, and it was a very illuminating experience. And making the doco, there were so many songs that we liked, we weren't sure how to include them all, you know?
So it's definitely a music scene that would have a lot of appeal for Western audiences.
Oh, yeah, they would love it. It's alive, you know, in a way that our music scene here is kind of a bit stale and dying almost, you know, with all the venues being closed and everything here. But over there, it's all new and all the audiences are massive and it's packed. And the other factor is that the population over there is so high that to make it as a muso, you've got to be really good. And so it's like the best guys are up there on stage.
The cream of the crop.
Yeah. like there's some young guys, they've got a band called Bird Striking, which they're just starting to come up now, and they're fantastic. They've got so many cool songs.
Well, the documentary is called Which Way is China? I know you've got some screenings coming up. How are people able to get in and see it?
Yeah, we're having a free screening at Addison Road Centre in Marrickville on Thursday the 8th, and Primitive Calculators are going to play with some other sort of unusual bands that fit the genre of what the doco is talking about. So everyone's welcome to come along to that. I think they'll be selling their new single, which is this song called On Drugs, which the Chinese authorities tried to ban them from playing.
Oh, yes, there was a bit of a stir about that, wasn't there?
Yeah. It's the song's actually about how money is a drug and, you know, life is a... It's not about taking drugs, it's about all the things that are like drugs in our life. And I think the Chinese authorities didn't quite get the subtlety of that. told them, no, you're not allowed to play anything about drugs. But of course, played it anyway, and the audiences loved it.
Gosh, breaking all the rules. And it sounds like a music scene that's breaking all the molds as well. Jake, thank you so much. The documentary is called Which Way is China? Thank you for talking to us about it.
Thank you, Nick.